Amen. Glory to God. I want to, tonight, we will be doing throughout the rest of our lives and throughout this year, we're going to be doing some major confession and testimonies. And we're going to be sharing the good news of Jesus.
Amen.
We just made our mind up. We're going to invade this city.
Amen.
Invade this.
Amen.
I'm going to talk again. From this little book. I don't know if you have it with you. You ought to kind of keep it in your pocket. In Him. And I want to talk about faith demands expression and testimony. Faith demands expression and testimony. God always said what He wanted before He saw it. He knew where it was and how to bring it forth. Then He created you and me. And the Bible says God created man in His own image and after His likeness. Is that right? And so man is really created like God. And so I'm going to read some from this book, and we're going to talk about who we are in Him. And if you want to know that, it demands, you got to say that when circumstances trying to rise up and take possession, you got to let circumstances know, I am in charge. When the flesh try to rise up and say something, you say you're dead. I've crucified you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so tonight, if you don't have the book, listen, then I will. I'm going to read some scripture from the Bible too. It'd be all right to read something out the Bible, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Be all right. Okay. If you have the book, it says I'm on page 5, and it says in about the middle way of the page almost, faith demands expression and testimony. Testimony is a part of the faith life. Testimonies is a part of the faith life. Testimony. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the what? So testimony is a part of the faith life. If you want to develop a robust faith, then continue to tell what the Lord is doing for you. The more you talk about it, the more real it becomes to you. The less you talk about it, the less real. Faith is like love. It is the heart, it is of the heart, the spirit. And like love, it lives and finds its joy in a continual confession of it. In the natural, the more a husband and a wife confess their love for each other, the more it grows. If you will notice carefully.
I love you. I love you.
She's just trying to put on a show, man. She does, and I know it. If you will notice carefully, the life of Jesus will find that from the beginning of you'll find from the beginning of his public ministry until he is led to the cross, he is ever confessing who he is, what he is, and his mission in life. This is why we find many times pressures put on us by the enemy to try to make you say something different under pressure. You want to talk about your trouble, your sorrow, how you feel, and none of those things is not who you are. You're a new creature. You're a son of God. You've been redeemed. You are in the family that will never end. And the enemy, Jesus said out of his own mouth, if you live godly, you will encounter hardship, persecution. He said, endure hardness through Paul's writing. Endure hardness how? As a good soldier. I was in Vietnam, this has been some years ago. I endured some hardness. It was some hard thing, but I did it as a good soldier. And I was able to be discharged with an honorable discharge, not a dishonorable, but an honorable, because I served the 2 years that I was there, I served them well. Amen. Yeah. I only went AWOL one time. Just one time. Amen. Amen. And I came home, and of course I went back. I just sneaked off. Amen. But I endured hardness out there in the comeback zone. There were some hard days, but I did it. Satan will come to put pressure on you. This is why you need to know who you are in him.
Amen.
The more you confess the word, you're going to see what he has to say here, the more real it becomes. That in order to be a affected child of God, you got to be a student of the word. You got to put the word first place. It's to win, to overcome, to triumph in life. You can't be a lazy person.
Amen.
Amen.